What it is, yeah, your boy, yeah, your boy, man. Coming back at you with that wild Cliff Notes for the Bible, for a real nigga. Right. Oh yeah, where we at? I want to say 27. Yeah, man. 27, some interesting shit, cause, oh, like, for real, man. Oh, man. Before I even get started talking about the chapter, because it's an interesting chapter indeed. We're going to do the first two things that I need to do before we get everything started up. Thank you, Lord, once again for allowing me, allowing the people listening to me, allowing us to be here today. We ask you that you continually cover and keep us, Lord, in this time frame. I humbly ask you, Lord, that you help me, Lord, make vivid and bring to life the words of the Bible, Lord, that people may be encouraged to read it, oh, Lord. Just thank you for stepping out of my comfort zone to do it, Lord, you know. And I just pray I touch the right people, you know. It's not about the masses, it's about people who really can see you in what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I trust you. I believe in you. I believe you put this on my heart. And I honestly don't see no... I'm coming humbly, you know what I'm saying? I ain't coming out the way, man. I'm coming humbly to really just break down some stories, man, you know? Stories that I believe link up to you. And if people get engaged in that spiritual linking, I think it all makes sense. You know, Lord, but continue to work with me, you know, because I'm a rook to this, you know. I'm just leaning on Coach God, you know what I'm saying? You my only coach on this, and, you know, I don't come with no script. I just come walking in you. I love you, man. I appreciate you. Anything that come out of that, may the glory go into you. It's these and many more blessings in your son, Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, yeah, one more thing, Lord. Please help me remember and retain as much as I can of the stuff that I've been reading, because, you know, my mind got his issues, but you the issue fixer, so it's all about. I love you. I appreciate that. I had to put that in the night. Jesus' name. Amen. All right. All right. Where are we? 27. Okay. Now, 27, one of them chapters where I think it's important to see that no matter what get done, God pretty much got the final say so. You know what I'm saying? And his stamp of approval is what kind of makes everything. We're going to get into a chapter where, just for real, this is a part where I want you to see, like, where you learn from it and not go and try to pull the same shit. You feel me? It's going to be some deceitful shit going on in this chapter. You feel me? And it's going to highly involve Jacob, and his name is Trickster. But I can honestly say, reading this one, and if you read it for yourself, yeah, I believe you'll agree with me on this. This one right here is not even Jacob's plan. It's not even what Jacob wants to do. You know, we're going to get into it, and you're going to hear he has his doubts about trying to run the G like this. But this is on Sarah. This is not Sarah. This is on Rachel. You know what I'm saying? Rachel is a mother. You feel me? One thing I've learned, and one thing any women that got kids tell me, a mother know her kids, you know what I'm saying? So, and she know the promise that God has at hand, too. And I think Esau, it really don't, because you know it's the Bible, it's just the basic shit. It really don't get into Esau as far as like the shit that he was doing, but he, you know what I'm saying, he showed many times that he his own man. You feel me? Now, Pops respected the shit. Pops loved Esau, you know, a lot. Because he'll go out there and get it. You feel me? Jacob, you know, they say he was a plain man. So he chilled around the house, you know what I'm saying? More so than anything. He didn't really like going out there and get it. But Jacob does show in later chapters that he ain't afraid to go out. Not even go, he ain't afraid to go solo dolo on some shit. You feel me? Just him and God, but if he had the choice, he'd just stick around the crib and just chill out that way. But in this chapter, you could tell he was obedient, you know what I'm saying? Even when the plan, like, you know, honoring your mother and your father, that your days may be long upon this earth, that, like, stuff like this is going to come out, like, with Moses. And, you know, when the laws get written down. But them laws been there. It just, they just got written down then. So honoring your mother and your father is something that even started even before Moses. It's something that I feel like even now, it's like one of the rules set lines that God, when he say they follow my precept and my laws, this was one of those laws, you know what I'm saying? And Jacob, in this case, he just being obedient, man. He's really not. The first time that he G'd Esau, he did that off the strength of himself. Then nobody put that in his head. He did that off the strength of himself. The second one, this is really Rachel's hustle. It really ain't Jacob hustle. It's really Rachel hustle. For real, for real. Alright, I set shit up. Alright, now let's get into it. Chapter 27. Let's start off by letting you know that Isaac, it tells him that his eyes are dim. So he's not quite yet blind. But my vision is like, if I take my corrective lenses out my eyes or don't have on glasses, I can see images, but I can't see the particulars. I'd probably be legally blind. You know what I'm saying? Because stuff from afar, reading little small print, I can't do none of that shit. No, no corrective lenses in my eyes, I can't do none of that shit. Cause, like, so when they say his eyes dim, I can just imagine somebody who can see figures, you know what I'm saying, walking up, but they got to use their other senses a little bit to kind of like see who really is where, you know what I'm saying, because they can't see like that, you know. Isaac got a place where he done made his run, he done did his hustle, got his change up, and now he's sitting back trying to teach his boys, you know what I'm saying, trying to teach Esau, because I know Esau got more information from Isaac than he did than Jacob did, simply because it said Isaac favorite one was Esau. So naturally, when a parent, you know, kind of wings one of the children, you know, and this is no popularity about, I know he had love for both of them, you know what I'm saying? It's just that as a man, you got to get up and get out and get shit. You feel me? Like, Jacob probably spoiled mama telling him that, you know, you ain't got to move. That's my baby right there. He ain't got to go nowhere until he ready to go. I want him to find the right one anyway. Other son moving around. He got these two ass little helpers in this hole. My son going to stay right here. He going to stay right here, and he going to wait till we find him a good one. You know what I'm saying? But Esau, he went to go get it early. You know what I'm saying? So he's at a time frame where, you know, Isaac, he pretty old. It's like he feeling like, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, you know, he could go and pass away. So he sent for Esau. You did? When he sent for Esau, Esau came to him and said, "What's good, Pop? Heard you were checking for me. You need to holler at me." He was like, yeah, son. Son, it's getting close, man. It's getting close to that time. My days, man, it ain't no telling when the last day I'm gonna be here. You know what I'm saying? And it's something I wanted to do for you. before I leave here. You did? So, I want you to do me a huge favor. I want you to get your quiver and your bow. And I want you, you know what I'm saying, give me some of that venison I like. You know that meat that I like, man. Yeah. Give me some of that shit, man. And when you bring it back, man, I got a blessing for you, dog. Like, this is like one from God. This that blessing. Remember the blessing I always told you I wanted? Yeah, today the day, man. Today the day I'm going to give you that. You know what I'm saying? Okay, Pop. Man, you know I've been waiting. Ooh, buddy, I'm going to get you the best fucking deal. Pops, I'll be right back, man. I'll be right back. I'll be back quicker than you think, Pop. But I'm finna go get that deal, man. Ooh, Pop finna give me that blessing. I'm finna get that blessing. I'm finna get that blessing. Yup. I'm finna get that blessing. So, you know what I'm saying? Esau Crump, you know what I'm saying? He get his quiver and his bow. He go out and handle his business, you know what I'm saying? Now, Mama Rachel. Now, the last time, y'all, I had said something about Sarah, and I was trying to keep it modest, you know what I'm saying, trying to kind of keep it subtle or whatnot, and say that she just want to be in the loop, and I ain't want to say she was nosy. Like, I don't know if y'all know one of them, that's, like, to me, a moment, like, a spiritual moment. Like, I felt like God was, like, just gone, let them know the whole deal, love, because I started coughing, you feel me? And I don't cough. If you've been paying attention to this, I pulled. Look. I pull, God. And I hold that shit while I be talking. I don't just pull and just, hell no. You know, I be pulling and you might hear me, you know what I'm saying, eventually blow that shit out. You know what I'm saying? But I pulled a big one and I said she was nosing. And I didn't cough, but I did when I was trying to be a little subtle about it. So I'm not even finna do that this time, but I am gonna pull. I'm gonna pull a big one just to see. This is my nosy test. I'm just see. I'm gonna pull a big one because I think at this particular time, Rachel would be a nosy. And I'm gonna tell you why. Rebecca, why am I saying Rachel? That's later down the line. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry. It's Rebecca. They both got R's and they get confused sometimes, man. I'm sorry. Look, this is Rebecca, not Rachel. For people who technical, know the Bible, Rachel is not his wife. Rachel is Jacob's wife. And you need to get in here. Well, you need to stay the hell out of my shit. Rebecca, okay? I'm finna pull. And since your nose ass wanna talk, I can say that shit. I'm finna pull and say if Rebecca will know. Hold on. Get a big pull, y'all. Hold on. Pull one more time. Okay, when Rebecca nosy ass was paying attention to the whole conversation that Esau, that, you know what I'm saying, was getting from his daddy, and she went. Soon she heard that shit and seen that Esau was good and gone out the way. So, you know what I'm saying, because that nigga is crazy. I do not want him to hear none of this shit that I'm about to say. And he is... Go. Okay, now she finna go holler at, she finna go holler at Jacob now, you feel me? She like, Jacob, quick. Your daddy just said you gonna get Esau, you can give him some venison. Esau give him some venison, and he gonna give him a blessing. And when he give him this blessing, he gonna be really blessed. And you know Esau ain't ready for that shit. And Esau don't need no blessing. Esau ain't gonna do right. You know what I'm saying? So what I want you to do is I want you to go in there, and I'm gonna make you go in there, and I'm gonna fix up the meat. Don't worry about the cooking. I'm gonna fix that shit up. I'm gonna fix up the meat, because I know how your daddy like that shit. So all I need you to do is go give me 2 kids. You ain't even gotta go out there try to catch no deer, cause I know your ass ain't gonna, you gonna be out there all damn day, and you ain't better than your brother there. So just go give me 2 goats. 2 kid goats now. Go give me 2 kid goats, and I'm gonna whip that shit up, and it's just gonna taste just like that dish shit, cause your brother can't cook for real. He alright with it, but psh, come on now. I know how to do it. I talk this nigga, but anyway, you know what I'm saying? Do that shit, bring them whole back, and what we gonna do is your father gonna bless you instead of your brother, okay? And And see, this is where I'm finna let you know this is not Jacob's idea. As you can see, I know his ass ran to him with the information. First and foremost, that let you know that's not his idea. Two, he responds by, wait a minute, mama. I know we twins and all that, you know what I'm saying? But you know, Esau Harriet and a motherfucker, man. And I'm smooth. I got that smooth, silky skin, you did, yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Pop's gonna pick that shit. I know Pop's blind and shit, man. I know you know, and it's all cool. But this nigga gonna pick that shit up, man. Cause I ain't Harriet as he is. He was like, and then you gonna figure out I'm playing. And when he figure out I'm playing, I'm going to be the motherfucker getting the curse from God. And I ain't trying to get curse from God. Man, I don't know curse from God, mama. I heard about that guy crazy, man. Like, for real. I love him, but he crazy, man. For real. I don't want no curse from him. And some trivial shit, but at the same time, until you really know the whole loop of how Jacob and Esau really got down, you can't really say why, if it's justification for this or if it's not. But justification or not justification, what she says right here is trill. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. It's trill. That's why I had to pull the fuck. She said, whatever curse that be given to you, let it fall on my head. If God curse you for doing this, let it fall on me. That's heavy, because God is not the one to fuck around with, you know, and cursing me, he can get pretty. Yeah, that's okay. But mom saying, don't worry about that. Don't you worry about what's going to happen, how it's going to play out, because I got you. I ain't finna let you go in there just like that. You think I'ma just let you go in there like that to your daddy and he figure out, no, I got you. That's why you getting two kids. One of them I'ma hook up. The other one, I believe she used the skin off to kind of like cover his hands and his neck, because she had some of Esau's clothes already. So she threw some of Esau's clothes that probably smelled like out in the fields already. You know what I'm saying? So she put that on him, but she got the kid skin to kind of put on his hand a little bit and to put on the back of his neck. So you know what I'm saying? He'll be covered up with that shit. So when she was like, she'll do that, you know what I'm saying? Jacob was like, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? So she whipped that shit up, you know what I'm saying? Just like he liked it, you know what I'm saying? And she gave it to him. She put the clothes on Jacob and shit. She put the goat skin on his hand and his necks and shit. And he got the food and he went in there to Stevie Wonder with his daddy, Isaac, aka Stevie Wonder, because he blinder than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And he brought the food in there to him and say, hey, Pops, I got that food for you, man. And Isaac was like, who is this? He was like, and Jacob was like, this is your first son, firstborn, Esau. Yeah, I'm coming to bring you venison so that you can bless me. And he was like, okay, come in, my son. And he came, and you know what I said, and he felt his hand. And he was like, the hand, okay. Yeah, you got some hairy-ass hands. This for damn sure. Hands is like Esau. But that voice, if I ain't mistaken, that voice is like Jacob, though. That voice is sound like Jacob. This don't sound like Esau to me. You know what I'm saying? And his eyes are dim. And I'm fucking blind. So, you know what I'm saying? I understand this shit with the dim shit. You can see images, but you can't get, like, definite descriptions. You know what I'm saying? You can't get, you know what I'm saying, detail. You know what I'm saying? Within the description of it. So Esau and Jacob, being they twins, you know, that even though one more hairy than the other one, they might be like around the same height and same like frame build to a degree, you know what I'm saying? And if he putting them heavy clothes on, he can't really feel like the structure of the person, but the hands and stuff, the neck and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And if he feeling the hell, so he's like, he real confused on this shit, you dig? But it was like, he was like, okay. So he started eating it, and he gave Pops that wine. And, you know, they don't really mention, you know, this in church, you know what I'm saying, as much as I think they should, you know, illustrate this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of all the extra ingredient that he kind of needed to get Pops to be, you know, cause Pop's looking like, you know what I'm saying, this shit don't feel right. Mm-mm. And you like, how you come back so quick? You know what I'm saying? That's Pop's asking, why you, how you get here so quick? You know what I'm saying? And Jacob was like, the Lord blessed me. The Lord blessed, you know, for it to be, bless me in the field so I could get you that quick. You know, use God. Boy, you pathetic. You use God to, boy, you use God in your lap. That's what happened to you, what happened to you. Because later on, he get punished for this now. Don't get me wrong. And a lot of you motherfuckers might not even look at his punishment as punishment. But until you're in a situation like that, for real, things look good on the outside. But when you get on the inside, boy, the nerve-wracking shit that you had to go through, what he went through his shit now. He gonna go through his shit for this. I just wanna let y'all know. Cause they pulled the lick off, you feel me? And we finna get more into it. I know I gave in, but shut the hell up. Read the book, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, he was like, he blessed him. God blessed him to get it, you know? You put God in the mix, you know? And he got wine, so, you know, God, you know, he will get it that quick to you. Let me sip some more of that. Okay, yeah, eat some of that. I could. Kind of tastes a little bit like goat, but, you know, it do taste like that. That kind of do taste like goat, you know what I'm saying? So, but it is good, though. It's extra good. Boy, you whip this shit up this time. You whip this shit kind of like your mama in this motherfucker. So, he eating and drinking, you know what I'm saying? So, he's still skeptical about this shit, cuz. He's still skeptical about it. So, he do something that I'm finna go and say no homo before, because this is about God. So this homo thought process of men getting close like this, like, bro, if in the Islamic, I've seen some of the Islamic, like, true people who, like, Muslims for real, like, the son will do something like kiss the hand or kiss the cheek of his father as a sign of respect. It's not as a sign like, ooh, my dad is sexy, ooh, bend me over. No, it's a sign of respect that I humble myself. These are great men. They become great men. And even as me becoming a great man on my own, when I come around my father, I humble myself to him. That type of shit. You know what I'm saying? So I want to say this because he asked him to kiss him. You know what I'm saying? But he's asking him for this, not for no, get the shit out your head as far as like sexual and intimacy. No, this is gratitude, humbleness. I'm about to give you a blessing of all blessings, you know what I'm saying? But you show me humbleness before this shit, you know what I'm saying? And I know the Bible is like Christian-based book, but like I said, I want people to understand, like, Abram, his belief and his devoutness to God covers, like, across the board. Like, this has been broken up, but it's somebody, Abram was somebody who could mesh everything that's broken up for us right now. So that's why I be saying I use different type of pieces, because religion itself was broken up to kind of make sure the pieces, if you take the pieces and you break them up and break those pieces and make them people break the pieces up within those pieces, they'll never be able to put it back together to make the whole again, so they think. You know what I'm saying? So when I say thing, I use it from any type of spirituality or humbleness way. It's a true living God, you feel me? So back to the story. He came and asked him. He asked him for a kiss, right? But it was really so his blind ass could tell. He wanted to smell. You know what I'm saying? Like, smell if he been out in the fields and shit like that. That's where the clothes kind of came. Because Rebecca know her husband, so she know he was gonna do this. Before giving up something like this, he gonna make sure that this is the one. So he thought. So he came close to him. And he did that. You know what I'm saying? And he smelled him. You know what I'm saying? He smelled it, like, you know, out being out there in the field. So, out, you know, been eating good, been drinking good. Pop's feeling comfortable now. He feeling comfortable to get his blessing out now. You know what I'm saying? So, he blessed him. He said, surely you smell like a field that the Lord is blessed. You know what I'm saying? So, he told him, may the Lord bless you, forever bless you with the dew of the heavens. I want to say, and the fat of the earth, and plenty of corn, and plenty of wine. You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers drink, bro. Don't let none of these people who say they Christians and believe in God tell you that they didn't drink. Boy, these motherfuckers like to drink and have a good time. Like, no bullshit. And I believe they smoke, too. That's just personal perception, because weed is a herb, because, and you find herb, grind it up, a leaf, twist it up, put some fire to that hole. Bro, you in the zone, man. I'm telling you, it can put you, it's all dependent on what you doing on it. Like, I'm burning, cuz. And I'm talking about the word of God right now, cuz. So, I mean, like, what harm am I doing? Am I smoking my tree? Why? Weed. You know what I'm saying? Word over weed. I'm saying, cuz, what's wrong? Nothing at all. Anyway, my bad. I told you I got a little mental, you know, issue, so I jumped back and forth, but I'm finna get to this story. Besides, if y'all went to church, there ain't nothing like when the priest go up there, he's supposed to be speaking on this particular scripture right here. And them motherfuckers will go off on all sorts of type of topics or other type of topics. Some might be relating to the actual scripture that they talking about, but some of that shit has nothing to do with it. And I grew up in Church of God in Christ. Man, that shit will take like hours for them to finish up this like whole message, like, but you spent like 45, that's why I used to fall asleep, because you spend time talking about shit that ain't got nothing to do with the message that you even trying to talk about, you know what I'm saying? But anywho, because I need to get back to the message that I was talking about. So he blessed him, right? And he said, may nations bow before you, you know what I'm saying? May bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. And may all your brothers work for you, you know what I'm saying? And may they bow for you, all your mother's children bow, you know what I'm saying? So, boom. Jacob got the ultimate promise. He pulled that shit off, you know what I'm saying? The mama hustle worked out. She knew her husband. She knew all the stuff that he'd be looking for. So Jacob could get that, and Jacob got this shit, all right? But that ain't enough, because as soon as, not too long, got to pop and blessed him. Guess who coming back from the field? That's right, your boy Esau. Like, ooh, I'm finna get this blessing. Ooh, you see this shit? Ooh, yeah, this shit is, yeah. You see how many? Oh, yeah, Pop gonna love this shit right here, boy. This that fresh, boy. One kill, one shot, boy. Didn't even expect it coming. Ooh, look at, boy, I'm finna fix this motherfucker up, man, with this whole up. Whip whip this hoe up. Yeah, finna cook it up for my pops. Yeah, get this blessing from my pops. Yeah, ooh, I'm finna be the man in this bitch. Yeah. So yeah, he whipping that shit up, getting it ready. Everybody back at the house trying to act all normal. You know, Rebecca and Jacob trying to act all normal. Oh, hey, Esau, how you doing, man? Oh, you got it, man? Oh, man, you about to get that blessing. You motherfuckers, you knew. But y'all niggas probably trying to play it cool and everything. Oh, that's a nice one right there. Your dad is really going to love that one. Yes, he is. Wow. Knowing that y'all already played this man cup. Oh, my God. I could just imagine the man. I'm trying to tell you. Okay, so he whipped the shit up. And go to Pop, guess who? It's your boy, man. It's your favorite son. Hey, I got whipped it up, man. Look at this, man. Smell that good shit. Ooh, you smell that shit, Pop. Ooh, Pop. I bet this is the one right here, man. On black man, I appreciate it. And I'm really gonna take care of that blessing. Like, I know I be acting all wild and stuff sometime, but Pop, I really wanna let you know that this right here, man, I got you, man. This bless, I appreciate it, man. I'm gonna take care of this, man. And Pop's like, Who is this again? Who are you again, son? You're like, Pop, stop playing, man. This your first boy, dog. You know the one that came out first. I know we twin, but you know I'm the one that rose out first. I'm the one that saw the light and came through that hole first. I'm your firstborn. I'm Esau, man. Why you tripping on me, Pop? I'm Esau. You dig? Well, you definitely sound like Esau. I can't lie about that. But, who was the person that, see, I just can't, somebody just fed me and gave me wine, and I just blessed them. They just blessed, you know what I'm saying? And your brother, man, your brother pulled one over on me. I know your mama put him up to it. I know your mama put him up to this shit. But your brother got your blessing, man. He got that shit, man. He like, no. Ooh, Pop, I had that blunt to me, Pop. Wait a minute. No, Pop. You say Jacob got my shit, cuz. Come get the fuck out of here, man. This nigga got mad, like crying, because this a big deal, man. Like, this some big deal shit with this blessing shit, you know what I'm saying? He went out to the field to work hard and got that shit, and to find out somebody else duped his ass and his brother, after already knowing his brother done duped before his birthright, cuz. Like, damn, dog. He hurt, man. This nigga is hurt. So he like, see, y'all motherfuckers named him the right name. Excuse my friend. I'm sorry for coming at you like that, Bob. But I'm saying, man, his name Jacob for a fucking reason. Because this nigga done took my birthright. And this nigga done took my blessing, man. Pop, please tell him. Come on, man. You ain't got nothing for me, Pops. Nothing. No blessing for me, man. Ain't nothing saved up. Like, God bless everybody. God got plenty of blessings, don't he? Why he ain't got one for me, man? I'm just saying. Just because I ain't got nothing, Pop. Pop, I ain't got shit, man. And Pop like, man, damn, son, like, he got the big blessing, man. I told him, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to bow to him, man. And you're going to have to serve him, you know what I'm saying? He got the big blessing, you know what I'm saying? Like, Pops, come on, man. Like, he really, like, in tears. Like, ain't no blessing for me, Pops. Like, nothing. Like, nothing in God's inheritance is for me, man. For real, nothing for me. And Pops was like, you ain't got one blessing. He was like, you ain't got one blessing for me, Pops. Some say, just some extra say for me, man. Come on, Pop. Pop was like, DJ being blessed, you know what I'm saying, to have the dew of the heavens and the fat of the earth. You can live off that, you know what I'm saying? And you'll serve your brother. You'll live by the sword, you feel me? Serving your brother, you feel me, like that. But when you get strong enough and when you get, because you know, you ain't the most responsible son. Like, just being real, man. You know, I know, man, I'm sorry, bro. But it's going to be a time frame where you're going to see your spot in God and you're going to gain your dominion. And when you do, you'll no longer be under the yoke of your brother. You know what I'm saying? You'll be your own man, your own nation, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's it right there. You know what I'm saying? Now, for a nigga like me, I mean, second place don't even sound all that bad to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, true indeed. You know what I'm saying? This nigga fucked him over for this shit. I know. And to be mad about that shit, I feel like he has every right. You know what I'm saying? But to you know, when you just, man, come on, cuz. Some of the stuff that Esau was doing, dog, like I said, when with the birthright thing, like, nigga, you live and die by that birthright, dog. This is something that you just don't give away because you hungry, cuz. You know what I'm saying? Like, that show, like, man, are you ready for this shit? But it show, like, if I know that I've been making mistakes to well, I might not be ready to be the one in charge, but I do end up being in charge of my own. I can live with that. But I can't say at that moment and at that time it'll be accepting for me. Neither was accepting for Esau. He did accept that eventually. But, you know what I'm saying? At this time frame, he was 38 hot. No bullshit, cuz. And it was 38 hot when Pops told him that. He wasn't upset at Pops because, you know, he loved Pops, and Pops loved him. They had a good relationship, man. I know they did. That's why he kept asking, man, you got something for me, man, because me and you fucks with me hard, Pops. You know, when everybody else be telling me I'm wrong, you always find that advice to get me to see things the right way. You know what I'm saying? When nobody else do, so you have an extra one for me, and he did. But when he left, he was like, you know, my dad about to pass away soon, so I ain't, you know what I'm saying, I'm keep it all Gucci while Pop's still here. But when Pop's passed away, I'ma kill that nigga Jacob, cuz. I'ma fucking kill that nigga, man. No bullshit, man. I'ma kill his ass, cuz, like, this nigga, he done duped me for my birthright. This nigga done duped me for my blessing. Shit, if that nigga don't live to see it, shit, who it could fall on? It's mine, right? Okay, shit. Bet that up. Wait, Pops leave. I ain't gonna do nothing because, you know, I respect Pops, man. Pops ain't, he don't do nothing but show love to me, man. He ain't, truth be told, that nigga blind, man. You know what I'm saying? He can't see like that, so. Yeah, I don't even blame him for that. I blame Jacob, because Jacob know what he doing. He took my birthright, so he been planning to do this shit the whole. And that's what probably going through Esau's head, thinking, Jacob, I already took my birthright, so he been planning this shit. He heard that shit. And okay, I got his number, man. I'm finna kill this nigga. So, Mom got word of it. He said it to somebody that probably, you know, went back and snitched the mom and saw how serious he was, you know what I'm saying? Because I believe he was dead serious about killing his brother. It's nothing. You know, he a hunter. And, you know, he see things die all the time. It be animals, but, you know, it's, to see any living thing, the life drain out of any living thing like that, you know what I'm saying, is, it puts you at a different kind of level, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, because, so, when you mad, yeah, you following through ain't the issue. It's just finding the right opportunity. He just felt like the opportunity with his dad still alive, it wasn't the right opportunity. but he was gonna catch up with him. So mom heard that shit though. Mom got word of it. They didn't say she heard it. They said somebody went back and told her, basically. So she got word of it, right? So, you know what I'm saying? And it must have been sounding like Esau was like on the same day that Pop passed away. I'm finna kill this nigga cousin. The way mom came at him, she was like, man, your brother talking about killing you. Yeah, he talking about killing your ass over. Mama, I told you, man. You see, that's a curse right there. This nigga is, you know he a hunter. And you know what, man, I don't be trying to piss him off, man. I don't like getting into it with him, cause he rough, man. You got me fucked up, mama. Shit, what's the use of having a blessing if this nigga gonna kill me once I get that hoe? Man, calm down, calm down. What I want you to do is, I gotta give Rebecca props. She has a beautiful mind. She has a smart. She's intelligent. She knows what to do. But she do send her son to get fucked up by her lame ass brother Laban. She like, I want you to go to Haran, you know what I'm saying, and go chill at my brother Laban's house, you know what I'm saying, until I send word for you to come back this way, because I don't need to lose you and my husband all in the same day. Shit, I might die then, you know what I'm saying, if I lose both of y'all in the same day. So go chill at Laban's spot, and when you do, I'm going to send word for you to come back down this way when your brother calm down. Because he going to calm down eventually. He mad, but he know. He know the real reason why I do this. You know what I'm saying? Why I did that. So, and his daddy told him he going to have his own nation. So, he just in his feelings right now. You know what I'm saying? But he is crazy. So, we're going to send you over to Laban. So, mom, you know, played her part. She went to Isaac like, oh my goodness, Isaac, I'm right here. This Rebecca fool. Yeah. Hey baby, I'm sorry. I know. And I know Jacob, yeah. It's okay, baby. And you sure you had nothing to do with that? Baby, nothing to do. Come on now. Would I have anything to do with that? That's what God. I'm not going to mess with that now. But what I am going to come to you about is these two little heifers that Esau got running around this hole. These two women of health, you know what I'm saying? They were working my motherfucking nerves, okay? And if Jacob end up with somebody like this, me and you gonna both be at this motherfucker at the same time. It's gonna take me. I can't take no more. I can't take having both sons with these women like this, man. These hoes are everywhere and they never clean up behind themselves. They lay around all day. Don't clean up behind themselves. Always interrupting prayer, laughing and giggling and shit, thinking shit funny. Like, I'm tired. Please don't let me have to go through this with Jacob too. Can we send them to hell, please? No, please don't send them to hell. Can we send them to Haran? Yeah, that's the wrong H. Well, let's send them to Haran. Yes, please. I'm going to let them stay with Laban for a little while. Okay? Thank you, baby. I love you. So, you know, at chapter 27, man, he's about to hit that journey to go holler at Laban for his wife. You know what I'm saying? So, it is chapter 27 in a nutshell. A lot going on in that whole thing. Yeah, yeah. This is, like I say, this is the family that the houses of all these churches are built out for. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, I just want people to be able to pull off the wool of the churches of man. You know, because the Church of God, we're going to get into the story as well of what the intentions of what the church, the house of God was actually meant for. You know what I'm saying? And not the shit that it turned into. You know what I'm saying? But there's some churches that are still out there doing the right thing and running it the way God wanted it to be ran. So I commend those churches. I ask people to flood those church gates. You know what I'm saying? Go into those doors because you're going to get well-rounded messages of God. But churches of man, fuck them niggas, man. Find your way up out them Creflo Dollar-ass, TJ Jakes-ass bitches. You know what I'm saying? Just find your way up out them hoes, cuz. They give impartial messages. And being that the message is from God, it sounds good. But it's not the whole message that God gives. You know what I'm saying? God gives you the whole plan of things. And I want people to understand that, yes, Jacob did get, you know what I'm saying, duped by, no, not Jacob, Esau, yes. See, Esau did get duped by Jacob. Yes, he did, you know what I'm saying? But God also said, when the children were born, you know what I'm saying, that the younger, you know what I'm saying, would be at the top and the older would be serving the younger, you know what I'm saying? He didn't say exactly how the plan or the format was going to go down, but he said it was going to happen that way, you know what I'm saying, which God endorsed it, I believe, because he knew it was going to happen that way, and being that he knew it was going to happen that way, it was the way that he wanted it to go down, you feel me? So I just be wanting people to understand that. Even though shit went down in a weird way, God still got his way of getting the glory out of everything. So, you know what I'm saying? That's chapter 27 in a nutshell. Appreciate everybody for listening. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, I really, really do, man. If y'all getting anything out of this, man, I really, really, that's my main thing, man. That's what I'm here for. So, 28 will be the next one. I think that's the journey Jacob having and shit like that. And that get interesting too. So, got some more interesting stuff for y'all next time around. But until we get it in, until we do it again, we gonna get it in. Like that there, chicky, 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 chair.